Today on the Inland Journal podcast, we continue with our series of interviews with the seven candidates who are running for an open Spokane City Council seat in the Northeast District. We've met Tim Benn and Chris Brown. Today we talk with Doug Salter. Salter is a bus driver in the West Valley School District.
Our biggest role right now is safety and making sure the little ones, you know, get home, get back home safe. We really hit on safety, which I've been doing for 20 years now, over 20 years. And I classify myself as a educator in safety. And a lot of people look at you like, well, I'm also a referee, mom, janitor. We're all rolled into one.
Has your job changed over 20 years?
Oh, dramatically. It's unreal. Just unreal.
How so?
Like I said, we're the referee more than anything, inside and outside the bus. It's amazing that the kids will come home, get on the bus at night and tell you that, you know, so-and-so beat me up at school. Well, okay, well, did you say something? No. So
you're one of seven candidates in the Northeast District. Why'd you decide to get in the race?
Well, I see City Hall doing a whole lot of, well, how do I say this nicely? Running their mouths and nothing getting done. And I decided that, you know, somebody needs to step up and let's get something started and get something going and get her done.
In what particular areas do you want to see them work?
Well, I just noticed a couple days in the paper about the Post Street Bridge. They're going to push it back. And I go, yeah, I know what that's all about. Well, let's push it back, use the money somewhere else. Well, we got to quit doing that. I mean, because now the cost is just going to go up. The homeless, everybody's talking about it, but nobody's doing anything. And again, I seen a piece in the paper about the police department stepping up and taking on five houses on, I think, the west side, which is a good thing. I'm all for it. It doesn't do no good to put them in programs if they have no place to go. And that's what they're doing. They're running around town, cleaning up homeless camps, arresting people, putting them in programs. So 3 days later, here we are. We're right back out cleaning up homeless camps. The same people. And it's like, it doesn't make sense. Just doesn't make sense.
So when we talk about the homeless, what is the city doing well and where is the city falling down?
Well, I think they're doing a great job. Like I said, going around cleaning up after them and running them into programs. And I've dealt with, I got three of them in my neighborhood I deal with just about every day. And things have to change downtown because these people will not. They're scared to go downtown. They go down, do their thing, then they come back. And I don't know. That's a real tough question. I don't know where to go. I mean, where to go from there. I mean, they need houses, housing. That's all there is. That's the bottom line. They need houses, and the charities aren't helping much either. I mean, I seen a piece that Catholic Charities took 120 people off the streets, put them in house, took them off the streets, and gave three housing. Well, if you talk to them three people, they're standing back out on Division during the day. Well, they should be doing something. They should be helping. You know, if nothing else, they have people going around picking homeless up, giving them jobs for the day, and that they should be included in that. But it doesn't do no good to give them a house, and they're not in programs. Because they're right back out on the street standing on the corner. But,
well, should the city be offering those programs if the private sector isn't?
Yeah, I think the city needs to do more. I think we, as citizens, we need to step up and as taxpayers, help out.
What types of programs?
Well, I've noticed drug rehabs, and I spent time with the chief of police the other night, and he says that there's a 16-bed mental health deal going on, and I go, I love it. That should have been going on 100 years ago. that should be number one, because our halfway house across the street is full of them, and you just don't know what they're going to do from one minute to the next. But I got a pretty good rapport with everybody in the neighborhood that's homeless and mentally challenged and that. So, yeah, I think that's the biggest hit that the city should look at.
Well, let's transition then to a county jail. As you happen to be looking out the window at the county jail right now, and there's been talk about what's the future of that building, whether it should be knocked down, rebuilt, remodeled. What are your thoughts about this?
Well, I've been around a lot of jails, and this one needs to go. Something needs to be done different. I don't know. I'm not thrilled about it being downtown. I think I'm with Ozzy. It needs to go to the West Plains, someplace out by itself. Jails don't belong downtown. I mean, we're crowded enough down here. We don't need that, too.
Well, I guess one of the arguments against that is because then you would have to transport prisoners, inmates, back and forth between the courts, and that costs a lot of extra money.
Well, yeah, but it's still a peace of mind. I mean, they could also take move court out there, too. I mean, build them. I've been to Benton County Jail, and that it's all into one. The jailhouse, the courthouse, everything's all in one area, which is really nice. I mean, prisoners never go outside. They're all inside. So there's no chance of, and they don't even get near the public. If, when you go to talk to one, it has to be a video chat. So nobody, and even the guards, they don't even, the only guards around them is what's inside, and that's it.
Do you believe there should be more diversion programs to get, I guess we've already talked about this, get folks out of the jail, the folks who are arrested, waiting for trial and that sort of thing, instead of filling cells that could be going for repeat offenders?
Yes, I'm a total believer in that. I mean, if they're sitting there waiting for any length of time, we need to get them in and out as quick as possible.
So if the county commissioners decide that we need to spend $200 million, $300 million, $500 million for a new jail, that's a pretty hefty price. Is it worth it?
Yeah, here in Spokane, it would be. It would be. But like I said, we need to get them in. The repeats, they need to go. They need to stay in there. They and get put on some kind of a program where they need to come back every week or whatever. But the pot smokers and stuff like that, leave them alone. I mean, what are they hurting? Sooner or later, you're going to pick them up in DUIs and things like that. But get them in, get them out. Stick them on a program.
We're talking with Spokane City Council candidate Doug Salter. So speaking of the West Plains, and we were just a minute ago, with all the growth going on out there, it's putting a strain on the housing of Spokane. What's the role of the city of Spokane in creating housing, low-income housing, workplace housing, that sort of thing?
Boy, I really haven't got into all the housing, but I do know there needs to be more. And in our neighborhood right now, every vacant lot is getting a house put on it, which is, I'm shocked that that's happening. I mean, I go down the street one day and it's vacant, and the next day there's a hole in the ground, and it's like, okay, what's going here? And I'll usually stop and ask, and they're pretty nice about it. But yeah, we've had 10 new houses in the last 6 months. So,
and has it helped the your neighborhood?
Well, so far, I shouldn't say that, because the people that are buying them are senior citizens. I haven't seen any families yet, and which I don't get. I mean, I know when I retire, I want out of the neighborhood. I don't want to be around a bunch of kids and have to keep up a 3-bedroom house or a 4-bedroom house. I'm not doing it, and I've talked to a few of them, and well, they got their grandkids that come stay with them and stuff like that, which I get. I mean, ours come over all the time, and they got to have room. But it's like, nah. Yeah, I'm all in favor of them, but I'm not in favor of the apartment deal. I mean, housing, one-level housing, yeah.
So let me ask you about the city budget in general. Are you familiar with it an awful lot about it? Do you read it? Are there parts of the budget that you think we should be spending less money on this and more money on that? Where are the areas that you would do some of the rearranging of spending in the city of Spokane?
Well, I don't know. I really haven't paid much attention to it. I do know that, like over the winter, we spent way too much money on the homeless. We spent way, way too much money. I mean, they should have been working on that way before winter started. I mean, I'm all in favor of the shelters and that, but, you know, getting these people to come in is hard. And I understand their reasoning. They got all their belongings and stuff. And there are thieves. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are, what group you are. There's always them bunch in the group. But yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. I don't. Here just recently, I really hadn't paid much attention to it.
So are there areas that I haven't hit on that are important to you? I mean, specific issues that kind of drive you to run for this office that really get you going that I haven't touched on yet?
Well, you mentioned something about the West Plains. I don't get the mayor right now, what he's thinking about moving, you know, trying to get businesses out to West Plains. At the same time, we have a brand new freeway coming through, and there's all kinds of places up in Hilliard, in that corner of the world, to put these businesses up in there. The freeway, the same time you're building the building, the freeway's being built. This should all be done about the same time. And I and a few neighbors have talked about it. And matter of fact, the freeway's going right past my house. And I went to a couple of their meetings because I wanted to know what was going to happen. And then that came to my mind. It's like, well, wait a minute. Why are we going out to the West Plains and beating that up when we can do it right here? I mean, we're losing businesses. And why not build them a new place or help them build a new place and stay in the neighborhood or stay in the city?
How do you feel about having the freeway going through your neighborhood?
I love it. After going to the meeting, I love it now. I love it.
Really?
Before I was against it, I'm going, ay, 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 the noise is just going to be unreal. But they guaranteed me the noise will be down to a minimum. And I go, okay, I'm holding you to it. 50 feet in the air when it goes by my house. And I went, okay, I'm going to hold you to it.
So what's good about having all that traffic going past your house?
Well, it's not so much that. I mean, we're on Hamilton and that, all them big trucks will be gone. I drive up and down Argonne probably 20 times a day, and I'll be so glad when it's all done because hopefully all them trucks will go away.
Go onto the freeway instead of the surface streets there.
Yep. Yeah.
So you are in a race with 7 people. So convince the voter that you're the best choice for the seven.
I'm the best because I am going to do my darndest to keep things going in the neighborhood from where I live all the way to the end up north. What they've been working on, I'm going to try to keep it going and try to get the crime down as much as possible. I have in our neighborhood, we're down to maybe 5 thefts a week, if that, sometimes 1.
What did it used to be?
Oh, it was way up there, like 10, 15. Hmm. It was crazy.
And how have you done that?
Just going around, talking to neighbors. This Nextdoor website has just been a big help. I get on there and rant and rave, and pretty soon everybody else is ranting and raving, and it's like, where do you live? Of course, neighborhood comes up, their name and their neighborhood comes up on it. Then I'll see Chief Gary, and then I'll look it up and start hanging around their house and go and talk to them. And so what can we do different here?
So you're kind of a neighborhood overlord, so to speak.
Yeah.
Maybe not the word you'd use.
No. I'm just somebody that's concerned. The wife jogs around the park. And we have 2 bus stops there, and we've had people stop and just sitting there, and she'll go up to them and go, you can't be here. If you're not a parent, you need to leave. And if you're not going to leave, we'll just call the police. There's no reason for you to be sitting here. Wait till the kids are gone.
Doug Salter is one of 7 candidates for Spokane City Council in the Northeast District. Tomorrow on the podcast, we'll talk with one of his opponents, Nagmana Shirazi. You can hear our entire interviews with some of the candidates for Spokane City Office on the Spokane Public Radio website. We're adding a candidate a day until we've featured all who have accepted our invitation. You can find those interviews by clicking on the Regional News tab and then clicking on Election 2019. You can find Inland Journal in Apple Podcasts, in NPR One or Google Play, or on the Inland Journal page of the Spokane Public Radio website. Your comments and story ideas are welcomed at inlandjournal@kpbx.org. We thank you for being here. I'm Doug Nadvornik.